the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Well, I'm terribly frightened for the problem of LSD. I think there's been a great deal of misinformation by those who seem to see no harm in it. No!
Hi once again, fans of the greatest in 1960s garage rock, garage punk, psychedelia and freak beat. I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. It is episode 369 and this week we are looking at global psychedelic rarities. So I've got stuff from all over the world, but we did get it underway with a track from a band out of the UK called The Mirage. Cover, of course, of the Beatles' Tomorrow Never Knows. That's from a compilation called Tomorrow Never Knows, Singles and Lost Sessions, 1966 to 1968. There were 8 singles released by this band, very much influenced by the Beatles, also The Who and The Kinks to some extent, but ultimately I've seen them described as being best compared to The Hollies, sort of a more of a psychedelia-influenced pop than true psychedelia. But their cover of Tomorrow Never Knows, a 1966 single, and they're interesting in that it is a Beatles track very, very rarely covered. So that is Britain's The Mirage, getting this global psych episode underway. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. We're looking at rarities, and it doesn't get rarer than items that are described solely as acetates, as in they didn't get an official release. This one is from a four-track disc bought as part of a record collection in South Birmingham in the UK sometime around 2014. The band came from Bedfordshire, UK. Tracks believed to be recorded in 1968. The band is called Spell. There's a video of this one up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. The track is called Games.
People may be on grass. Why is that a fact?
I took it on a dare.
But only kids take dares.
everybody blows pot.
But everybody doesn't blow pot.
I don't want it, man. I don't want it.
Take a hit. No, I don't want it. Take a drag. It won't hurt you. Come on. You got it.
The first sign of character and emotional weakness is when you do things just because others are doing them.
Three slices of Global Psych Rarities. And Acetate got the set underway from a band called Spell, a track called Games out of Bedfordshire, UK. Then we had a band from Florence, Alabama, called Results of Adults, irritatingly with apostrophes both in Results and Adults. 45 RPM single. We took the A-side called Underground Purple. And then finally a band called The Reindeer Army. Single release on Laurie Records, actually 1970. Now they're out of the Boston area. The A-side was a track called Walk On. The B-side I like better, Subterranean Sunset.
It's the greatest negative force the world has ever known. Thank you.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Well, here's another psychedelic rarity. Another one out of the UK, actually to be more precise, out of Scotland. The band is called One in a Million. It's a single from 1967. One in a Million is a band featuring Jimmy and Jack McCulloch, who became members of Thunderclap Newman. Jimmy McCulloch, also later a member of Paul McCartney's Wings. So the single was called Double Sight. We are about to have the B-side. This is called Frederick Hernando, released on MGM Records, 1967.
See him go. Frederick Hernando always stood on the To adultery. The thing that started on the dance floor is expected to be finished in a parked car.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
Twice as high. the gamble of drug exploration worth this? Is it worth the physical and mental risk as well?
Global psychedelic rarities there. One in a Million out of Scotland with Frederic Hernando top of the set. Then we had Expedition to Earth out of Winnipeg. The A-side of this 45 single is self-titled Expedition to Earth. We've had that one on the show before, so this week I took the B-side. Expedition to Earth out of Canada, track called Time, Time, Time. Then a track from here in New Zealand. The band's called House of Nimrod. They shot up the New Zealand pop music charts in 1967 with a classic New Zealand psychedelic track called Slightly Dalek. We've had that one on the show not for a long, long time. They signed to a label called James Productions, recorded 5 songs. Slightly Dalek was one. Psychothartic Reaction was another. Reflections of Our Time, Flip Flop, and the track we had called Ragged Patch. It was also released as a B-side to the Psychothartic single of March 1968. So House of Nimrod from New Zealand with Ragged Patch. Then another rarity. The band is called The Animated Egg, but actually not a band at all. They were, in fact, really just one guy, Jerry Cole, Los Angeles session musician, worked with the Byrds and the Beach Boys, Sinatra, Dean Martin, and so on. He was the driving force behind The Animated Egg, a fictitious band who had a self-titled 1967 LP, one of the greatest psychsploitation albums of all time, sold throughout budget bins of US chain stores. So The Animated Egg with Sock It My Way. and we'll have global psychedelic rarities straight after this. Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah!
Let's start our global psychedelic rarities with a band I can't find any information about at all. I do know they're from Mexico. They're called Los Apostoles. This track is called Two.
I feel that the rottenest music that's ever come out of the pit of hell is rock and roll.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
see. And then I surely win.
Brian from Waterford in the States. Love the show. Want to hear more of that global garage set. Thanks, big guy.
Yo te pido que comprendas que mi amor es para ti. Pues tú sabes que te quiero y eres mi felicidad. Ven muy junto a mí, cerca de mi corazón, y escucha los latidos que solo para ti son. Te gusto y tú te escondes y ve porque eres así. Sabes que te quiero y eres mi felicidad.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Time I reminded you about those back episodes. They are all over the place on the web. All good podcasting platforms or apps, in fact, carry Retrospect, and generally a wide selection of back episodes available. So we had Los Apostolos out of Mexico, top of that set with two. Then from Amsterdam in the Netherlands, together from 65 through to 67, although records were released up to 1969. The band is called The Outsiders, one of the exemplars of garage rock, of global garage. A little bit of a psychedelic touch though. The Outsiders, the B-side of what I believe was their final 45 on Polydor, 1968, a track called Inside of Me. And then finally, a band called Los Saltos off a label called Wesley. This band from El Salvador, a 7-inch 45 from 1969. The band is called Los Saltos. The track, Mi Amor Por Ti. Now, apparently, in 2012, some guys from Discodelic Mexico found a complete stock of Los Saltos Mi Amor Por Ti 45s in a warehouse in San Salvador, El Salvador. 100 mint copies of this ultra-rare 45.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
I'll give you an unbiased opinion. It stinks.
Well, here's another Dutch psychedelic band formed in 1964 in The Hague. They're regular visitors to Retrospect. They're called Group 1850. They were a prominent band in the Netherlands alongside The Outsiders, who we heard from earlier. Signed to Philips Records, debut album, A Gemo's Trip to Mother Earth, released late 1968. They had further albums in 1969 and one in 1974. So Group 1850 is perhaps their best known track. It's called Zero.
Yeah.
And it's something really quite different for our Global Psychedelic Rarities episode. Picture of this singer up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. She is, or was, Roz Sarasiotia, Cambodian singer. Born in 1948 in Battambang in the French Protectorate of Cambodia, passed away around 1977, aged 28 or 29. Sang in a variety of genres, mainly romantic ballads. But she did also adopt a more contemporary style, incorporating French and American influences, adding Western pop and rock instrumentation, which was pretty common in Cambodia in the late 60s as they heard American radio transmitted to US troops stationed in South Vietnam. So a little bit of experimentation with Western sound there, so a psychedelic touch to that track from Roz Sarasiotia, track called Pen Jet Tai Bong Mo. Roz Sarasiotia, like most Cambodian musicians, disappeared during the Khmer Rouge regime of the late 1970s.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
That takes us to the end of our exploration of global psych rarities. Real mixture this week. And as always, we're going to go out with an instrumental track. This one is from a band called Peter Pan and the Good Fairies. Almost certainly a studio project only, involving Jim Gordon, who had the songwriting credit for this track. Recorded at the same time as an album that he recorded called Plays Heavy in 1967. So this one was released as a single. This is the B-side, an instrumental track from Peter Pan and the Good Fairies. This is called Balloons. I'm Phil Gray, and that's it for this week's Global Psych Rarities episode of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.